Speaking of our allies, Emma went on CNN the other night. That's cool.
We'll take action. I don't want that to happen. I don't think anyone at this table or any of the American public wants that to happen. But everyone should be on notice that this is a president of action who will, in fact, do what he needs to do to carry out his mission.
That's great. Collar gap. Sit down. I guess you're already seated. If you're seated, then unbutton your fucking suit jacket because you have a collar gap.
Protecting the American public.
What do you mean as a state sponsor of terrorism, though? How do you define terrorism?
Are we going to argue that Iran is literally the number one?
Is Iran committing genocide in Gaza right now, like the Israeli government is, which dragged us into this war, which every president prior...
number one sponsor of terrorism.
For 47 years, the Iranians have killed Americans and our allies across this world.
Okay.
They are trying to obtain...
Across this world. All across... Fucking start talking like Sephiroth.
Nuclear weapons so they can annihilate Israel and potentially capitals in Europe.
There's no evidence of that.
Potentially capitals in Europe, dude. Maybe that attack on the American airbase in the South Sea, maybe that was a false flag.
JCPOA was actually a successful deal that Obama negotiated.
I find it appalling that you're an Iranian apologist.
There's nothing I can do to call out Israel's genocide and then everybody swarms.
This is the one thing you can't say. It is about Gaza.
For one, I love Emma. Not in a weird way. I appreciate Emma's work very much. Also, I met her. She's very nice. However, I will say, and this is really like a shift in perspective, in the long run, the main criticism of Israel from Americans will not be the genocide in Gaza. It'll be the fact that, perceptively, Israel controls the fucking U.S. government, okay? I know they don't, but, like, holy shit, you need to know a lot about politics before you can understand that they don't, right? Because it sure as fuck seems that way. Like, she's a co-host on the Majority Report and all around, you know, neat person. But like the main problem people are gonna have, because like, I'm gonna be real, even if Israel stopped invading every neighboring country, even if they stopped the genocide, even if a two-state solution was implemented or one state, whatever, like if all that happened, I would still hate Israel, not just because of stuff that they did, but because their relationship with the US government is fucking insane. The fact that like literally like nothing wrong can be said of Israel. All criticisms of Israel must be directed at Netanyahu specifically, but even then, like, they'll just lie on their behalf nonstop. It is insane. And I know it's because Israel's like a proxy for American power and a military base. And I know it's because the powers that be are afraid of American perception shifting against Israel. There's a reason why the inviolability of Israel ratcheted up right as more people became critical of it. Like, you could be more critical of Israel back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts, you know? You could be more flippantly critical, but now you fucking can't be, because they know there's a real chance of people, like, dropping support of Israel forever. Like, the American public opinion of Israel might not... Yeah, it's like an immune response, you know? They know they're being threatened, which is why they're being so sensitive, so delicate, so whiny. You can't say this, you can't say that. If you appear on Hassan Piker's stream, you're a double anti-Semite. You're worse, you're a double Hitler, super Nazi. Ah! Like, the hysteria is a product of the fragility of their position. They would not be acting like this if they were secure in their position. Over time, the American resentment towards Israel is going to be rooted almost entirely in the perception that they are a privileged country and a privileged class that has inordinate control over our government. That it will not be about Gaza, you know? So the genocide is one thing, but like the question that I think really resonates with people is like, why are all of you so fucking deferential? Why are all of you so scared? Like Tucker Carlson said, it doesn't matter whether you're talking to a Democrat or Republican, a pundit, a journalist, a politician, whatever else. As soon as you mention Israel, they sit up straight, their chest forward, shoulders back, and they start talking like a robot. Instant. Like they know, it's like they feel the gun pressed into the small of their back. All of them. So like that's what people are going to focus on in the long run. That will be the center point of the discourse. And it's so weird. It's very weird. A big part of it is just the fact that it's weird, you know? It's a lot more weird, I got to tell you, than the Gazan genocide. Genocide isn't weird. It's historically precedented. You can wrap your head around that. Israeli supremacists wanted to kill Arabs. Okay, like you can wrap your head around it. It's awful. But like weird stuff like that happens. And also we know how Israel's felt about Palestinians for a long time, but we don't really have like a historical precedent for what's the relationship between America and Israel right now. You know what I mean? I think that the American people are going to have an easier time reconciling the logistics and motivations behind a genocide, not agreeing with, but reconciling with, than they will all this. You're an Iranian apologist. There's no evidence that Iran was building nuclear weapons. You're the Ayatollah herself. It's like, what are you doing, man?
It's about a regional conflict that's spiraling out of control, yes, that the president
but
is
you stated
adding
that
to.
There's no evidence that Iran wants nuclear weapons. They lied.
There has been a religious edict that has said since 2003 that they should not be creating a nuclear weapon.
They lied to the international.
We killed the Ayatollah, the older father, who was actually against building a nuclear weapon because he thought
shocked.
That it was
no,
going
you don't
to contribute
I'm genuinely shocked that you are defending the Iranians, and I got to tell you.
Look at this. Also, notice how he says the Iranians rather than the Iranian government. This is why CNN panels are a waste of time. They literally pay people to be retarded up there. Like they have an ensuite, like a back reserve of retarded fucking contrarian, performatively incorrect conservatives whose job it is to waste your time. It's a lot like Jubilee in that respect. Actually, it's exactly like Jubilee, where you go to the panel and it's like, damn, half the people here are correct and half of them are fucking idiots. And then it turns out all of the idiots were being employed by the people hosting the event. Emma's not employed by CNN.
I hope that you tuck yourself in at night under that pillow of lies that you just told about there.
Like, he doesn't even believe what he's saying, man, which is why Emma's laughing, which she should. Like, they're just, it's K-pop, it's theater to them, right? It's improv, you know? God, it's instantly reminding me why I fucking hate debates, why I ignored so many goddamn emails from, what's his name? What's that fucking, the fat guy? British guy? Come on, you know who I'm talking about. He invites everyone on. Piers Morgan, yeah. Just a total performative waste of time.
That is absolute a crock of a word I can't see on national television.
Okay. The United States is funding a government that an Israeli human rights group, B'Tselem, says is committing genocide, as is Amnesty International, as is every credible human rights group right now. We are there's a massacre in Gaza. There are hundreds of thousands of people unaccounted for under rubble. That's what I define as terrorism. Now, Iran is now exerting their leverage over the Strait of Hormuz.
Well,
Do you want the Iranians to have a nuclear weapon, yes or no? Thousands of people that have died at the hands of Iranians disagree
with your personal description of what terrorism is, and I'm sorry, it doesn't meet the,
okay, so
the bill.
I mean, killing civilians is what I define it as.
They're so contemptuous, man. We got to make it illegal to be them. We have to start widening. I'm willing to agree with Zionists. We need to start carving out some exceptions to the First Amendment. These people suck. Well, it's not that they suck. They're literally like paid chill. Like, they don't believe in any, there's no satisfaction to arguing with people who don't believe the stuff they say. Emma believes the stuff she says. It's a totally unfair dynamic. If a hole is poked in her argument, she has to like think and reconsider and like restructure everything and work, but they just say anything. It doesn't matter. It's like arguing with the birds chirping outside of your house, except the birds are beautiful and these people are fucking ugly. Oh man. Sam's mentioned this in the majority report. When you go on these panels, you should be more extreme and provocative because it encourages CNN to bring you back on. Yeah, well, the fucked up thing is that if this guy went extreme, this guy could say that he would be okay with Israel killing a ton of people in the Middle East because they're all terrorists and he'd be fine. But if I went on there and I said some extreme stuff about how I feel about the state of Israel, then they would not let me back on. So it's not even fair by that standard. Extreme in my case would be me saying something that shouldn't even be fucking objectionable, which is if Iran had nuclear weapons, they wouldn't be getting bombed by Israel and America right now. That's true. But that would be an extreme statement for me. But it's like the thing with Bill Maher or like any Israeli politician, you know? You can't say anything that even fucking remotely sounds like anti-Semitism without the whole world jumping on you. But you can just openly call for the death of Muslims like Randy Fine and nobody gives a fuck. Republicans won't condemn you. Even most Democrats won't condemn you. You can just openly say like, yeah, we'll kill all of them. America's not for them. And that's just fine, you know? So it's not even fair with respect to like, oh, you get to pop off here or whatever. It doesn't matter. If you said Hamas is objectively less evil than the IDF, you'd be deported. Yep. Yes, sir.